The Department of Veterans Affairs will try to address one major aspect of its patient scheduling scandal by looking to industry to help. VA is planning two major acquisitions in the coming months. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details on what VA is trying to do. What do we know about these requests for proposals so far, Jason?
Well, we do know it's partly in response to the series of Inspector General reports that I think everyone's been focusing on around the government and on Capitol Hill, that there's evidence showing that the scheduling system that they're currently using is broken or is being abused or at least is being misused greatly. I mean, Senator Rob Portman says one IG report found VA employees were not using the scheduling application, which comes under the VISTA, big e-healthcare program, 70% of the time. They were basically just doing something else. They were just not using that application. So VA now is looking for industry to see what's out there that they're using. I caught up with Steph Warren, VA's chief information officer, today after the Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs hearing to discuss the agency's plans in more detail.
There's a first one, which is making adjustments, improvements to the existing scheduling software. So the interfaces, that one is being done through the T4 contract. So if folks are interested, they should reach out to the TAC and get that information. Second one is the broader one. It's the replacement of the existing scheduling system with a commercial product. We have an industry day next week. And then the end of the month, we're going to sit down and have one-on-one interviews for feedback in terms of that engagement. And then that acquisition will go out, and we're looking at what are the right packages to use to put that bid out on the street, because we're moving very aggressively, not only to make the improvements so we can get the relief to the folks on the line, but also to bring that commercial product in and interface it with the existing VISTA system.
Both going through T4, or what was anything?
The first one is going through T4. The second one, based upon the feedback from the industry day and the interviews, we're going to make the decision there. We are looking for a commercial product, and that's what's going to drive the selection of the acquisition path.
Now, Warren tells the committee he hopes the RFPs will be out by the end of the year, which then, as you know, Francis, is going to be another year or so till it's really awarded and starts to be implemented. But they're heading down a path where they're looking for a commercially viable patient scheduling system.
This sounds like another bite at the apple, though, Jason. Haven't they tried to do this before?
Yeah, and in fact, they failed. If you remember, when Roger Baker was CIO at VA, he was lauded for stopping 45 IT systems that were over schedule, over budget, or not delivering on their promises, and the scheduling application was actually one of them. At the time, it was just called the scheduling replacement system. And VA, in fact, ran a competition last fall to replace the scheduling app. When I say competition, I don't mean an RFP. I mean actually a competition under the American Competes Act. Now, Warren says that contest will in part be the basis for these upcoming competitions.
Are there products available out in the marketplace? And the answer was yes. So we were able to know we don't need to build it ourselves, which was a major breakthrough for the organization. The second piece is, in the process of doing the competes, we established and validated the data interfaces. So we know if you go with a commercial product, how do you hook it in? Because I'll share with you one of the primary reasons a commercial product acquisition fails is because the interfaces fail. You don't know what the connections are, and the costs go crazy. The other thing that we got out of that was we established sandboxes, places where vendors can come in and prove the concept. And that way, we're driving the risk down when we go out and get that commercial product. We know what the standards are. We have the test routines. We've got the automated test sequences. And we also have the sandboxes where we can do that, which drives us to that outcome of bringing in a commercial product to interface to that world-class VISTA system we have today.
Even though you have proved that there's some scheduling programs that are out there currently, you feel like you still need to run the acquisition versus taking current approaches that were done through the challenge and saying, well, can we just expand on those? Or is that part of the decision-making process, the acquisition strategy development?
A competes is a competition. It's not an acquisition. So you're actually not able to basically go from a competition and flip it into an acquisition. It's one of the constraints in the law, as I understand it. So the acquisition is, A, the marketplace is improved. B, we've shown we can do it. We've got the tools in place to drive that risk down. And we want to make sure that the best can play. And too often folks pre-select to something they want. We want to make sure that's not the behavior. We want to get the best commercial product that will fit to the standards the team is looking for.
Now, VA likely will learn from its past mistakes as well, take a different, more agile approach approach to the development of the scheduling system. One of the things that Warren did talk about today at the hearing was how much better VA is in using this iterative approach. And a recent GAO report that came out, I think, about a month ago or so really hits that point home, saying they were the only agency of the six, I think, that GAO looked at that really met all the requirements under OMB's modular contracting or agile development requirements, the guidance they put out about a year ago.
The hearing today that you attended, that you're covering, was originally the point of it was to examine the IT workforce. Did they ever get around to that, or did they stay so focused on VA the whole time that they never got to the actual point?
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on VA. I mean, Senators Rob Portman and Tammy Baldwin used most of their time really to ask Warren questions. He really wasn't in a position to answer, so he took a lot of it back for the record. But I think a couple interesting things did pop out, and I'll just highlight them quickly. First off, the CIOs that were on the panel along with Warren, DHS's Luke McCormick, OPM Donna Seymour, both said they're not having trouble hiring or retaining employees. That was fascinating. The fact is that we hear this complaint about higher salaries and the contractor workforce is taking over. But they're saying, listen, for what we do and the people we bring in, we're doing well. The other thing that came out is OPM is actually working with the CIO Council to collect data on the cybersecurity workforce. So all this information will be in the EHRI system. So agencies and OPM actually will have a clearer visibility on current and projected cybersecurity workforce needs.